Proclamation number 6459 of 24th of January, 1956. Intercession for Lucifer. I do not withdraw my love from any being, no matter how low it has sunk, no matter how far it is from me. For it once came forth from my love and will eternally remain in my love. And this also applies to the first created being whose sinfulness distanced it infinitely far from me, whose arrogance resulted in its fall into the deepest abyss and which requires eternal times until it has found its way back to me again, until it returns to its father's house and is received back by me as my son, until its love also fully belongs to me again. This being was called from eternity to supreme beatitude, and therefore it was created in my image, which could dispose of light and strength without limitation, and therefore its beatitude was also unlimited. The fact that this being fell made it sinful to an extent which you humans have no idea of, for it had supreme knowledge. It consciously sinned against its creator and father, whom it also recognized as its source but did not want to acknowledge. This was its sin because it rejected my love by denying me myself and thus established the abysmal distance from me. It consciously threw itself up to my adversary, to my enemy, and henceforth fought against me. A return of this being takes eternities because it has to go back the same way in order to reach me, and because the turning away from me also required eternities, because its ascent also has to be covered step by step and cannot be skipped arbitrarily. A sudden change of will is therefore not possible for this being because it did not allow itself to be captured like all other fallen beings, for it was not able to be ascended by my first created being. As my first created bearer of light, I left him free when he refused to take the same path through creation. But this refusal became a service for me as well as for the beingness which had fallen into the abyss through its guilt. He now served me as a counterpole in the free will decision of those fallen ones. Every possibility to return to the Father's house has also been opened up to him because my never-ending love is also meant for him. But I do not force any being's will to be submissive to me. This is the difference, that I bind no one by my power while he keeps his beings bound. If I bind the beingness in the works of creation and take away its free will, then this is a work of my love for the wretch, which I only snatch from its power in order to make it able to decide freely for once. But he himself is not under any power, he is free, and everything he does is his innermost urge, and this is truly evil. And he will never give up his resistance against me as long as he is strong. Only when he is down with weakness will he call out to me. But it is different with the beings he has plunged into the abyss, which lost my strength of love due to the removal, although I myself did not withdraw love from them, and which would be eternally held in the abyss by his power if I did not assist the completely powerless and withdraw it from his influence until it has enough strength again to be able to freely choose its lord. Then, however, my adversary will demand his right, which I will not deny him because the beings once followed him voluntarily. Then therefore, in the stage as a human being, the spiritual battle takes place, the influencing of the human being's free will by good or bad forces. And this struggle is brought to a decision by love. Love will and must always win the victory. And you'll now understand that and why loving intercession for this struggling spiritual being is of greatest success. You'll understand that my might may not intervene because I do not force any being. That my adversary can only ever be opposed by love, and that this is the only weapon he succumbs to, which weakens him so that he releases what belongs to him. Jesus Christ offered the greatest labor of love for the redemption of the unfree, and thereby snatched all the souls from the adversary which took refuge under his cross. But in order to take the path to the cross, many beings also need help, which can therefore be given to them through loving intercession on the part of already free people. Loving intercession is a great factor in the redemption of the souls under my adversary's control, who is the only being in all of infinity which wants to rule and exerts coercion on the spiritual being which was originally created in fullest freedom, but who is not under my control insofar as I determine his thinking, willing and acting. From my point of view, this being is also completely free. To whom, then, do you want to appeal for this being? And what do you want to achieve through your prayer? That I change its will? That I might appease his hatred? That I may move him to repentance, which he must do voluntarily? All paths are open to him. I do not hinder him, but I do not exert any compulsion on him, even no compulsion of love, because his fall was and is different from the fall of the beings he brought into being with my strength. And because he is their enemy and acts as an enemy towards them, because he prevents these beings from attaining happiness and bliss again as they once did. He faces me as an adversary, and he loads sin after sin onto his head as long as he abuses his power and so oppresses the being in the stage of free will that the return to me is only possible for him through the help of Jesus Christ. Only love can release you from his power. And if you wanted to release him, then you would have to love him, and that means uniting with him. Your help you can give only consists of redeeming his followers so that he will be weakened, for he will never change as long as spiritual things still belong to him. Only when he stands alone, when everything he once overthrew has reached the height again, will he give up his hatred, his arrogance and his will which is contrary to me, and then my love can take hold of him and I can be a loving father to him again. For then he will desire my love again, as it was in the beginning. Amen.